We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'm now, still surprised the Cowboys are going for it again. I think that was a bad call the first time they did it. I think it's a bad call now.
It's fourth and it's still a foot. Emmitt Smith is still deep with Darryl Johnston in front of him. Same play. Didn't get it again.
Didn't get it again. That's unbelievable. This is unbelievable. What in the heck is going on? The score's tied. You're on the road. Woo! I don't know.
The Eagles will take over.
Oh, man. Pat Summerall and John Madden on the call. That one. The fourth and one.
Yeah.
Which, like in the 90s, Eagles fans had fourth and one. The Cowboys had a couple of Super Bowls, but we'll always have fourth and one.
I don't think that's an even trade-off.
It's not, but that's all that we had. But Michael Irvin joins us, and he's a Audacy NFL insider. Insider calls are sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000. Enter now by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. And the Playmaker joins us right now. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen. You guys know, in this business, you have to give the information in context, and you have to put it the right way. You can't be coming up, the Eagles are fourth and one. Okay, you guys stopped us on that fourth and one. But that same year, we won the Super Bowl. So you said it as two different things. Oh, yeah, you remember the fourth and one? Hey, that was a great play on our part. Yeah, they may have a few Super Bowls. No, we won the Super Bowl that year. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, you
start
did.
This thing. I don't want to start this as confrontational because the Cowboys are playing the Eagles. I want us to have a relationship that's good anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's good anyway.
Well, you're actually,
how you guys doing?
Mike, you're actually one of the few Cowboys that we don't mind talking to, brother, because our listening audience enjoys your energy and the fact that you embrace the rivalry between the Eagles and the Cowboys. You embrace it. So you're like a good villain to have come on the airwaves, man.
I've always said, it's nothing greater. I don't care what anybody is. And if people have tried to turn me against Philly. Oh, man, Michael, but they cheered. With us. Man, them people was cheering because I had been beaten down on them. they were cheering I was hurt. They were like, oh, we got a chance to win now. Okay, that's all we trying to say. So that's just part of the rivalry. That's what that is, man. I enjoy that rivalry. I really do.
Oh, man, and I tell you what, that is music to these fans' ears to hear you explain how you interpreted that situation that really left a black mark on the city as far as the fans' reputation, and to hear you say how you sort of interpreted and how you're not offended by it. I just think that's cool for our fans to hear, man. All right, man, let's get into this game Monday. Enough pleasantries, right? And you guys are coming off a big win against the Chargers. We had a tough one last week against San Francisco. Just give us, I guess, sort of your early thoughts on how the Cowboys and that offense has looked through the first 2 weeks of the season.
Well, and it's kind of interesting because in this sense, you know, Cowboys, I thought, went up against the champs in week one and had a good showing. You know what I mean? Nobody gave them an opportunity to win that game, and they were right there winning that game. And Dak Prescott went toe-for-toe with Tom Brady, yeah, in the passing game, you know, throwing for four Bills. And then the second week, of course, they had to use the run game to win that football game, rush for 198 yards between those two backs. Now, the Cowboys need to put both of those together. They need to put both of those together. The primary thing they need is to make sure they have a run game, which is what I love about Philadelphia right now. Say what you will, but I like what Nick has done. He has finally said, okay, Jalen Hurts, we're not going to measure you on running Carson Wentz's offense and all of that stuff. We're going to build an offense around you, similar to what they did in Baltimore. And I think you're yielding those results, because when you look at Jalen Hurts' numbers, they are a lot similar. I mean, in some areas, he's even beating Lamar Jackson in his first 5 to 7 starts. Of course, I was studying a little while earlier. So you see that, and you start saying, oh, okay, maybe what's happening here in Baltimore, we can recreate here in Philadelphia. And you're number two in the rushing game right now behind Baltimore.
Do you think Jalen Hurts, based on what you've seen from him, and listen, it's only been a handful of starts, a couple this year and what you had last year, do you think he's the Eagles quarterback going forward?
As long as you guys continue, I think he's earned the right for us to say he's the Eagles quarterback going forward. If Jalen Hurts had been a higher draft pick, first of all, we would be like, boy, this is good. He's starting out good. Mm-hmm. He's starting out good. Like, from how he started to how you see right now Zach Wilson start, you see what I'm saying? When
yep.
you do a comparative analysis, you'd be like, hey, man, wait a minute. And I sold him short in this sense, because I talked about him just then in the sense of matching Lamar Jackson in running-wise. And what he's produced running wise, you know, it's not as dynamic and dramatic as Lamar Jackson, but the numbers are similar mm-hmm. in the run game. But when it comes to the pass game, he's been much better than Lamar Jackson early on in his career. And Lamar is on a trajectory to do things. I don't see why you can't say Jalen Hurts, given this opportunity to build an offense around his skill set, is not on that same trajectory.
How good can the Eagles be this year, Michael?
What's that?
How good can the Eagles be this year?
Well, I don't know that. Now, I wish if I was in that locker room, I could tell you that, because regardless of what we see from a skill set on the field, I got to know what a mentality is in the locker room, because that's going to tell you a great deal. You know, I'm able to say what the Cowboys can do because I talk with a lot of these guys. I hear what's going on in the locker room. I put together the hype video for the team. So I know, and I use words that are being permeated around the locker room in that video. So I know what's going on shoulders up. What they have shoulders down and physical capabilities is one thing. How you see what you have in physical capabilities shoulders up mentality-wise is another thing. You got to mash them both together to have great success.
Yeah, Cowboys dealing with a few injuries themselves, Michael, on that offensive side of the ball. We talked about, you know, the first game, they threw the ball. I think Dak dropped back almost 60 times in that first game. They dialed that back to basically half in the last game and showed you they can win by running the ball also. You think the Cowboys have figured out their identity as an offense? And if they have, what do you think that is as an offense? Like, what's going to be the driving force for them?
I don't think they figured it out. I think they know what they want it to be, and we haven't seen it just that. We haven't seen it there just yet. I think they wanted to be a more balanced attack. But you saw, like I said, week one the pass, you saw week two the run. But they haven't commingled them both together and produced that game yet. You know, so I think that's where they want to be. Because right now, everybody's with, why shouldn't Pollard start? You know, shouldn't Pollard start in front of Zeke? Like, no. Pollard's a great change-up back that can get you some yards on the edges. But right now, the Cowboys see stacked boxes, not because of Pollard, but because of Zeke. Zeke runs up the middle, and he gets you some. You know what's so funny, man? Somebody said, hey, what you call him? Say something I thought was brilliant. It's brilliant. I heard Bill Walsh say it one time. He's brilliant. He said, a team will get, which I thought was, he said, a team, will, if you complete a pass on first down for 4 yards, a team will call that, the defense calls that a success. But if you run the ball for 4 yards, a defense calls that a failure.
Yep.
You got the same amount of yards. I never thought about it, but he's right. He's right. You know what I mean? Because the defense calls a 4-yard run a failure because they know that you're gutting me.
Yep.
You're gutting me.
Yep.
I'll take a 4-yard pass. You know, you did all of that. You risked all of that and only got 4 yards because so many things can happen during the pass.
Yeah.
You risk all of that and only got 4 yards. We'll take that because sooner or later, one of those things going to break down and we'll get to you. But if you just handing the ball off and get 4 yards, oh, no, we can't handle that. I thought that was brilliant stuff. I just had to share that.
Yeah, that's because as a defense, it's like you're getting your manhood took from you when you if they run the ball at you and you can't
right.
stop it. Yeah.
Right. Back to what we were talking about how you see his shoulders up. I can't, you out here taking my manhood like, whoa, that erodes everything inside. I'm like, you know what I mean? It's funny how it works, but it's the greatest thing in the world to watch.
That is Michael Irvin, of course, NFL Network with Colleen Wolf, Odyssey NFL Insider. And on Mondays, you're debating with Stephen A. Smith, which I got to tell you, Michael's pretty entertaining. How's that going so far?
Hey. I'm learning the grooves of the show. You know, that first show, it's so funny because my first show there, we did it prior to the week one starting, and I really didn't have any reps. I'm over here talking about these guys in the preseason not getting any reps and need reps, and I needed some reps. But the first show was a little rugged and rough for me. But I said, let me learn the lay of the land, and I'll be good. And I got the lay of the land now, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I enjoy the opportunity. Because I've always enjoyed radio even more than TV. TV, you only really get to talk to people. Radio, I get to speak with people. That's what we're doing. We're talking with each other. And you learn more and you gather more from speaking with people than just speaking to people.
Mm. Yep. Michael, have you seen a lot of DeVonta Smith so far? Earlier, we were talking about some short passes. Week one, the Eagles really had some short passes, and it worked. Last week, not a lot of production out of the wide receiver. What do you think of the Eagles' young receivers so far?
And that's why I said I love what these guys are doing. When I saw Sirianni putting in this offense for Jalen Hurts, then being able to, you know, hey, we know how to keep you get your passing up. We're gonna get some short passes. And let the receivers do what they do. That with that talent they have, and you roll out Jalen Hurts and catch DeVonta running down the seam because you gotta respect it. Do you know how much problems that caused? You see the quarterback rolling towards you. Like, okay, do I step up? Oh my God, he just ran by me. All they need, especially with that kind of speed, all he needs is a tenth of a second. Of hesitation, because I like to, when I see DeVonta Smith, I like to talk about, like, from that movie, The Longest Yard, where Unger came to the guards, and he was talking about Nelly, Meggett, the running back. He said, hey, he's fast. He's really, really fast. He's so fast, he makes fast people look not fast. That's his exact quote, you know what I mean? That's what DeVonta is. He's fast, really fast. You make fast people look not fast. That combination of a run game where you got to come up and stop it and the speed like that to go by you is a dangerous, scary thing for NFL defense.
Sounds like you're picking the Eagles to win based on all the nice things you're saying with the Eagles on Monday night, huh?
I'm analyzing and giving you the real. Now, don't take that too far. Don't go too far. But I do expect it to be a good game because – with Dallas still, they ran the ball pretty well last week. You think the Eagles defensive line and Dallas the offensive line, I mean, the battles they have had, you know what I mean? That Fletcher Cox, Zach Martin, I mean, the battles those guys have had. So, yeah, this is going to be a great game right here. And it's actually for first place in the NFC East right now. Take it when you win it. People say, oh, it's still early. I don't care about that. It's still – we want – you. I know Philly want to brag they're in first place, and we want to brag we in first place. So this is a big game.
Must-win game is what I'm saying today, Michael. Must-win game. Who was the Eagle or two during your career that you had the best rivalry with or the best back and forth with?
Let me tell you who I love, man, and I think to this day still does not get the right credit. I always jokingly say, that means I may give it to you in a humorous way, but it is to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel is still the truth. You know what I mean? So I jokingly said, I went to Gold Jackets to get my gold rings, and I did. I played Deion Sanders, Darryl Green, Ward Woodson, Aeneas Williams, Champ Bailey, all Gold Jackets that followed me around the field all the time. Eric Allen needs to be in that group, too. That was a bad man. Was a bad man. And I'm like, whoa, why? I should be putting his name in that group, too, because that's the respect I have for him and the way he played the game. He was smart. He was smart, man, and I still don't think he gets the credit he deserves.
I think he has over 50 interceptions, Mike. I still can't believe that he's not in the Hall of Fame for a resume that looks like his. It's a no-brainer to me. He and Seth Joyner should be in, but Eric Allen should definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
I concur with that conclusion. Yeah. And I try to tell people all the time, like, man, what's going on here? This is, trust me, I understand your media people are writing it, but it was I that had to go up against it. A man's opinion is only as good as his knowledge base on the subject, and you have never had to line up against him. You should come talk to me. And that's the reality.
There he is. Go Eagles, Michael Irvin. Always appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. All right, Mike.
Appreciate it. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider Call sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000. Enter now by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. We say that all the time about Eric Allen. Is it because he was kind of quiet and understated?
I think it was. He's not a big talker. But Aeneas Williamson
wasn't either.
Man,
I know. I was just thinking the same thing.
Same kind of player, really.
And he wasn't on great teams in the East Williams.
No, he got with the Rams late, but he spent a lot of years on those Cardinal teams.
That didn't do much of anything.
Dude, if that 91 Eagles team had gone on and won a Super Bowl, half that team would be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's so true.
Seth would be in. EA would be in. Hell, Randall could be in. If he's the quarterback of a Super Bowl of that team, that's one of the best defenses ever. To not, you know what I mean? To not win anything.
It's not like Eric Allen had a short career. Like he went to the Raiders and was still an above average player for a lot of years.
We had Eric Allen on. He was one of our legends guests before a game. He was an honorary captain. I think it might have been the night he got put into the Eagles Hall of Fame. I don't know. All I know is I remember his comments. We were talking about him being in the Hall of Fame, and he said, "All I know is, up until I played my last snaps, I was a man to man corner. I didn't get help."
He had 6 interceptions at age 35.
That's what I'm saying. He like, yeah, up until I played my last snaps, I wasn't getting help over the top.
He played 14 years.
Yes.
And he didn't have to switch the safety.
Mm-mm.
By the way, Elliot normally joins us at 3 o'clock, and his calls are brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Toyota, let's go places. Get back to the phones in a second, but let's briefly pause to talk to Ike Reese.
Hey, the biggest game of week 3, come on, you know it, is Monday night, and it's Philadelphia versus Dallas. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. Now, that means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. This is truly, in my opinion, a toss-up game. I know the game is in Dallas, so they're going to be favored. They're only favored by 3, and that line has come down. Injuries on both sides for both teams. But I think this is a close game. Divisional matchup is certainly important to get this early season win. I like the road team, Philadelphia, plus the points Monday night. Now, FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Ike this week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code Ike so they know that I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's get the hard charger Rios in North Philly. Rios.
Yo, what's going on, Hard Chargers?
What is up, brother?
What's up, Rios?
Look, check it out, right? Let me start this out, right? I called in because you hyped me up.
What happened?
Talking about Glenn Rivers. And let me just say this. I agree with everything you say. I hope Glenn Rivers is listening. I hope he heard it. If you didn't hear it, Glenn, rewind this back because everything Ike said was true. Mm-hmm. And if you got something to say, what you got to say? I want to hear what you got to say. But on top of that, you, Mr. Coach, are a straight sucker. And I'm just letting you know. So let me get on to the next thing. Now, y'all were just talking to Michael Irvin. Don't let him butter y'all up. He was saying a lot of nice things about the Eagles. I'm not falling for it. I ain't falling for the banana in the tailpipe. But anyway, check it out. So there's two ways about this must win. Well, if it's a must win or not. Logically, it's not. But then knowing me from North Philly and everything about Philadelphia, and this is Dallas, and then last week with the coach crapping the bed, this is kind of like in a way a must win because it could go down fast with if the coach crapped the bed again or things ain't going well with Jalen Hurts. So it's kind of up in the air. I'm just saying this. It's a big deal. This ain't nothing that we could just be like chilling or whatever, but it's a big deal. Do y'all agree? Let me ask y'all that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Now, on top of that, let me just let y'all know this. America's team. Okay. Last I know, Philadelphia is the birthplace of America, number one. And number two, what is more as a symbol symbolizes more America than anything, a bald eagle. So at the end of the day, Cowboys, in my Doug Peterson voice, no. Hell no. America's team. Get the hell out of here. Get them out of here.
No.
Get them out of here.
All right, Rios.
Y'all take care, man.
Yeah, I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a good weekend. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls coming up next. Monday night against the Cowboys, must win, or is it way too early for that? Also, the NFL announced a change to one of its best weekends of the year. Was it a mistake? We'll talk about that as well. Mark Sinriso, 94 WIP. All right. Mark Sinriso, phone calls this segment. When Nick Costos joined us, his call was brought to us by BetRivers Sportsbook. Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at betrivers.com. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Mike Florio is coming up from Pro Football Talk. He's coming up at 4 o'clock. Let's go to our buddy Matt in Mayfair. Matthew, how are you?
Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, how you guys doing?
All right, how are you?
What's up, Matt?
I'm doing well, guys. So, listen, it is not a must-win. There is no such thing as a week 3 must-win, John. Come on, man.
But you said they're going to be 14-3 this year, and you said seriously they were going to be 14-3. So if they go to 1-2.
No, John, I said 13-4.
Okay.
Not 14-3.
So if you still – have you changed your record for this year?
No, John, because I'm taking it one game at a time. Like
oh, so they're going to go 1-2, and then they're going to win 12 out of 14 games.
You know, John, here's the thing. You guys bag on Mad Mike, and I think he's a doofus, but you guys bag on him for being so negative. John, you need to look in the mirror, man. I think you're kind of rivaling him for, like, the doofery, honestly. You're just as negative as he is right now.
I'm saying the game show. But here's the thing, right? Like, try to just listen closely, Matt, all right?
Okay.
I think I predicted 9 wins for this team, and I was hoping the 9 wins would get them in a division or a wild card. If they don't win against the Cowboys on Monday night, it's going to be really tough for them to win 9 or even 10 games if you're going to get in the playoffs, right? So that's why I think it's a must-win. It's a very difficult schedule coming up. So unless I've adjusted my expectations, which I'm not ready to do yet, that's why I'm saying this is a must-win. It's a winnable game, and it's a divisional game to where they need to get a win. This could be a tiebreaker implication. You need to strike now with the Cowboys. They're banged up. It seems like the Dak's a little bit banged up, too. That's why I'm saying it's a must-win. They're ripe for a loss. Right? So that's why I'm saying that. It's not about being negative or anything like that. This is a game you have to win. It's a winnable game, so win it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, John, you got them going out 2-5, 2-6 if they don't win tonight. Or, listen, it's what they always say, every game is a season, a week is a season, and that's kind of how I'm looking at it. We don't know what this team is yet.
So
man.
I'm negative. What did you predict last year? What did you predict last year for the Eagles?
5-11.
Oh, that's negative, Matt.
Because it was...
Hello? Oh, we lost him. Sorry, Matt. See you. This is a must win for me. Yes, they have to win this game on Monday night. Yes, if they're going to be a playoff team, they have to win this game. If they go to 1-2 with the Chiefs coming up and the Bucks coming up and at Carolina and at Las Vegas, this is tough. It's going to be tough to win 9 games, Ike.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's going to be tough to win 9 games. Yeah, yes, it's going to be tough for them to win 9 games. And I know it's early, and I don't want to push the panic button as far as Monday goes, but if Jordan Mailata is not going and Andre Dillard has to go out there, like, who the hell feels comfortable with that?
It's tough. Yeah, Jordan Mailata not likely to play, at least according to Mike Garofolo.
Yeah, and he didn't practice today. So, and even if he does play, he's not healthy. So now you're talking about a 6'8", 360, 370-pound guy out there.
On one leg.
On knees that has a sprained MCL where he can't necessarily anchor and plant and basically stop a bull rush or pass rush coming out. He's going to be hobbled.
Yeah.
And like, that's not good.
No, it's not good.
So – and that injury report is out. Dallas reads an injury report also. So if I'm hearing either a hobbled Jordan Mailata is going to be out there who is going to be stiff and can't move around at 100%, or a scared Andre Dillard is going to be out there, man, I'm salivating.
Yep.
If you're Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator.
They're licking their chops if Dillard's
out there. Of course
they are. Yep.
They're going to lick their chops regardless who's out there. You got a hobbled 6'8 guy.
I hope they're going to give whoever's out there some help.
Well, that's the other thing. Oh, how many places can you help? The rookie at right guard didn't have a great debut.
He did not. Nope, he did not.
And he needs time to learn. He didn't do a preseason, didn't do any training camp. So this is the real – this is first live action since – Alabama last year?
Yeah. Before he had the season-ending injury.
Yeah.
Well, but he had that one snap in the championship
game. Yeah. I'm just saying that type of stuff makes it even harder for you to win going on a road. I'm not going to say a hostile environment. It's going to be loud. Right? It's going to be loud. It's their first home game.
On the road.
Jimmy Johnson is going into the Ring of Honor. So it's going to be like a celebratory night that night. Dak playing his first home game since he broke his ankle. It's going to be loud. Andre Dillard. Yeah. I can only imagine him out there at left tackle.
Yeah.
Staring.
He's honestly built like a tight end. I got to be honest. Like, I saw him come in on the jumbo package last week.
He looks like a tight end.
Like, I would rather have Goddard at left tackle.
Can Richard Rodgers play left tackle?
Yeah. Listen, seriously, my whole mindset has changed now. I mean, if Andre Dillard did, are we not going to discuss Andre Dillard having to play left tackle? Nobody's worried about this?
Yep. Yes.
You kidding me?
It's a worry.
Where's Driscoll?
He's hurt too.
Man.
He's in trouble.
I like pain.
Ike, Super Wild Card Weekend, and this is now official, according to everybody that covers the league. So before, with the extra playoff game last year, you had 3 games on Saturday, 3 games on Sunday. Yeah. Under the new format, you'll have 2 games on Saturday. It's the 4:30 in the night game. 3 games on Sunday and a Monday night football wild card game.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
Just shorter week for whoever's playing in that game, but they'll probably get the Sunday game, so they have a game less.
Yeah, unless you're a fan of that team that's playing now, who cares? The majority of football fans won't care. We want to see football on Monday night.
You're damn
30,
right.
30 of the 32 fan bases are very
Yeah,
happy.
Exactly. Yeah, we get an extra night of football.
Right. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Jack you in because you were the one that was kind of like, you're messing with something that was so great. One of these wild card games hasn't been great for a long time. The T.J. Yates game or the Matt McGloin game, the Connor Cook game. I don't know. I think it's smart. It's another primetime game for them.
Yeah, I was originally mad because I get annoyed that everything comes down to money for all these leagues. Cause like
it does.
It does. And yeah. I know it does. But then I was thought about it. I was like, you know what? Having another football game in primetime that I actually focus on, it does make sense. And also, like, teams are prepared for Monday night games all season long anyway.
Yep.
And they're able to play Monday and come back Sunday all the time. So
Yeah, you're right. All season long this happens.
Now you got to do it in the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, listen. And honestly, the camera brought up a point earlier. Like, maybe this is a way to give another advantage to the number one seed. Like, they have to play whoever wins that game.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's kind of another incentive. You had to get that one seed.
The broadcaster for the game has not yet been determined, i.e., they're probably looking for somebody in a new television package, like maybe Amazon comes out or whatever, because apparently Amazon's interested in the Sunday ticket. So maybe that's something they can kind of add as a bonus, like, hey, and you get this year. So, very valuable game. I think it's awesome. All right, let's go to Mike and Manioc. Mike, how are you?
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Mike, hey.
What's up, Mike?
Everyone's made some great points. I think Rios, made the best point, saying logically, it's not a must win. I know, John, you're saying with your standard of the 9, possibly 10 wins, it's a must win. But I think early on, it's not the second game. I think the second game's going to have to be a must win, I think, to get into a playoff spot. But I think we want to see improvement. We want to see hopefully a better red zone offense. We want to see a better game called. We don't want to see hopefully not another Philly special or just different system in there. Hopefully not. Hopefully that's put to bed.
Hold on. Nobody wants to see the Philly special anymore?
Oh, no. A terrible call, Ike.
Well, I think, like you said during his press conference, only one option. I think maybe we got to throw in a backup plan or something. But you can't have Jalen Hurts be the only guy to throw to. I think that's poor planning there. But, I want to win. You know, it's the Cowboys. It's a big rivalry. But I don't think it's a must win this early. Because I think, like you said, 9 wins, we can lose.
At what point does a game become a must win? Not till later on in the season?
I think it depends on what we see. Like the first, like you said, the first 6 games, I think a lot of people were saying before the season, we can go 0-6. We already got 1 win under our belt, and I think we could be 2-5, 2-6, and still get to those. I think 7-9, I think, is realistic still at this point.
Hmm. All right.
You guys have a great weekend, and good luck in fantasy, guys.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, 7-9 is a pretty big range.
What, 7-9 wins?
Yeah. Yeah, 7 is 3 games under 500. 9 is a game over 500 and possibly a playoff team. So, yeah, I think 7-9 wins is in range, too. 7's not getting you in the playoffs. Right? Like, it week 3 is early for it to be a must-win game. But when you look at it from this perspective, that it's the third game of the year, but it's the first divisional game. It's against the Cowboys. It's a road game. They're banged up. And you're right. The Mailata thing really makes you worry about it. But so it's a road game. It's against the Cowboys. It's a divisional game. And then the schedule that they have going forward. If you're 2-5, 1-6, that's trouble. That's real trouble.
Well, and here's the other thing that's trouble for us right now, right? We talked about the strength of this team being the lines, right?
Yep.
But through the first 2 weeks, what's breaking down?
Yeah, the line. Brandon's out.
Well, Brandon's already out. We have both lines. And Mailata just got injured.
And Mailata's injured.
And that's just through 2 weeks.
Well, and
just through 2 weeks. That's not through half of the season, a fourth of the season. That's through 2 weeks that Mailata could miss Monday, and who knows how much longer. Again, when you're talking about a guy his size, an MCL sprain for me is not the same as an MCL sprain for a 360-plus-pound 6'8 offensive lineman that has to block 270-pound defensive lineman going backwards. Right? It's one thing if it's the run game for Mailata, but as a pass protector, he has to set. He has to get deep. He has to be able to move going up against somebody. Michael Parsons? You'll put Michael Parsons out there? For a guy that's having problems moving around? Again, even if he tries to gut it out Monday, he's not 100%.
No.
He's not 100%. And a man his size with that type of injury, he could just be like, somebody just run right around him because he can't move.
Yep.
That's nothing to sneeze at, man. When you're talking about the left tackle and protecting the quarterback's blind side, you've already lost the right guard. Now we may have lost the left tackle for Monday.
Well, it just happened yesterday, so that's Thursday, right? Like, he could be, that could be a couple-week injury, which could, like, when – when it's reported that it's not something that's considered serious, mm-hmm. It didn't say that he's only expected to miss a week.
Right.
That could be two games or three games.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out how good Andre Dillard actually is.
No, I think we know. Yeah.
So we got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I don't think it's any surprise. I think we figured that out for sure when they gave my lot of $64 million. That told you how good Andre Dillard is.
Would you sit him out just to make sure he's healthy going
yes.
forward?
Yes, I would.
And pretty much take the loss.
Yes, you just invested all that money. You got a first-round draft pick. Let him earn his paycheck. He ain't earned a paycheck since he's been here. Let him earn a paycheck. You just invested a lot of money in Jordan Mailata. Now, you can let that go. And what if somebody else falls on his legs because he can't move Monday in live game speed?
No, you definitely sit him out this week and maybe next week. Maybe.
Well, I'm just saying. You just put that investment in him. And to run him out there at not 100%, man, that better be sure he can move.
Yep. Yeah, they better.
Offensive line already taking hits.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, after two games, there were so many what-ifs this year. Like, what, you know, if the offensive line can stay healthy, if Miles Sanders can turn into
it. That's the only way they are realistically winning 10 or 11 games.
Yes, is if everything
went right.
Yes.
Yeah, and so far, not so good.
Well, we just arguably lost our second-best D lineman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
And our right guard is gone, according to Lane, for 8 weeks.
Yep, and now your starting left tackle is
now
the
starting
probably
left tackle is banged up.
Awesome.
Preseason, should have played or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we're so healthy after week one. Oh, yeah.
That is a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, so healthy after week one.
See that?
Yeah.
See, they should have played all preseason, two-a-days, too.
I'm telling you, man.
Maybe they wouldn't be hurt.
You got to build the scar tissue, all that stuff, the calluses, all that stuff matters, man. It's not just for one game. It's a 17-game season.
Yep.
I mean, Andy's still out there practicing in pads.
Are they hurt?
Not that I know
I don't
of.
Think so, no. I don't think so. They certainly don't have a bunch of starters already out.
Well, the Eagles get hurt every year. I mean, it's every year with this crap.
Well, Doug didn't run a tough training camp either.
Dude, Doug didn't even want to be at practice.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, let's pause briefly so I can tell you to become a weekend warrior at BetMGM. The king of the weekend is free-to-play, a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Log into your account and find the king of the weekend contest in your promotion section. Then pick the six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 will go to the top entry each week, and if you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. Plus, hundreds in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app and make the weekend football even hotter. Only at BetMGM.
New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER at MGM Sports in partnership with Hollywood Casino Morgantown.
Let's go to Edwin in Spring City, Pennsylvania. Edwin, what up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Edwin?
I'm good. You guys were talking about the Eagles and must win. I don't think it's really, like, per se a must win. I just like when they go against the Cowboys, that's my must win, but in the whole grand scheme of things with the season, I don't really think it's a so-called must win.
Mm. What is your expectation on the season?
I was actually just going into the season just like, all right, whatever happens. I just want to enjoy it because I know it's a whole new system, whole new scheme.
Right.
So I was just going in just like, hey, let's have fun. Let's see what goes on. If we have a good year, if we have a bad year, whatever goes on, I was –
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah, whatever happens, everything's going to be fine. Yeah.
First game, I was like, I was excited, but I was like, let me just pull down a little bit. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I just enjoying the game, enjoy the win. But last week was also not too bad. But I'm just riding the wave to see like how it goes, how everything happens.
All right, Edwin. I mean, where the hell are the callers we have for 2 weeks that called us idiots for not saying 11 wins? Where are you? Where are the people that were insisting 10 wins, 11 wins? Chuck! Where's Chuck?
Because he's a bum.
OG Wade has now changed his – he already changed the record?
Flip-flopping Wade is what I call him.
He went down to 10? Where are you at, Chuck? Where's everybody? Where are you? Everybody that expected 10 or 11 wins winning the playoffs. Now we're hearing like, oh, I didn't expect anything. Where the hell were you a couple weeks ago? Everybody had expectations except Ike. Well, Ike was the one level-headed person on the show.
If they beat the Cowboys, they'll be back.
Yes.
Back Tuesday, don't worry.
They will be back on Tuesday,
be back
yes.
Tuesday,
yep.
Yes.
Super Bowl.
Yep.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, celebrating 40 years in business. That's 40 years of making memories. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Because on Twitter, it's almost a 60% clip. It's a must-win game.
Yeah. But the thing is, see, the one thing about Twitter, I don't know if
it's
they're
an easy
voting.
Click.
And I don't know if they're voting saying it's a must-win because it's the Cowboys.
Right.
Right? And
like
just
that
saying,
last caller was like, well, the Cowboys is always a must-win.
Right, yes.
Bah.
We get it. The Cowboys are always a must-win. But let's talk about the actual season rather than these two games. We get it.
Okay, yeah.
So that might have swayed into people's voting. And they see the Cowboys and must-win. You're damn right it's a must-win.
For the Jalen Hurts devotees out there, if you don't win this game on Monday night and you go to 1-2, and then you do, at least at the very least, I'm not saying you're going to lose the next four games, but you will not be favored in the next four games after that. You won't be favored. So you get one win out of those four. Now what are you doing? You're looking at 2-5, going 1-3. Now you're 2-5 after seven games. And now you're needing to beat the Lions, which you should do. But then you have to win other games that are going to be toss-ups. That those teams aren't looking at you as being like, oh, yeah, they're going to
beat
us.
No, they think they can win the game,
right.
too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're like, that's a winnable game right there.
So, and that's when it's 2-5, 1-6. I'm not saying that the organization listens to what the fans think, but if you already believe the organization has question marks and there's a 2-5 or 1-6 start and the quarterback's not playing great.
Well, that would have to be a part of the equation, is that it would have to be in part because of him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there is a scenario where he's playing fine, but the rest of the team isn't playing well. Sure.
Or they just aren't good enough.
Right.
I mean, some of these teams they're going up against, they are expecting losses.
Right.
Yeah, so his biggest thing is he has to stay away from being the reason for them losing. That's the one thing last year that I couldn't deny and argue against. When Wentz is turning the ball over at the rate he was turning the ball over, you can't argue that. Right? You can't argue what we witnessed on Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys and Ben DiNucci, right? Some of those throws when I almost ripped my 75-inch screen off the wall at home that night watching that game. Mad as hell and Wentz. Yeah. Like, you know, remember the one where he rolled out to the left and there was nobody there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he still held the ball? Yeah, that was the one time when the TV almost came off the wall. That was the time last year when the El Presidente got real hot in the house.
And the following week was the Giants where he reacted to, hey, you can't make plays like that in the Cowboys game. So he just
and
did
wouldn't
nothing.
Ball,
he wouldn't throw the ball.
Wouldn't throw the ball
Giants.
Down the field.
No.
That's
yes.
a great idea.
Nope. He said, okay, you want me to take chances? I won't.
Right. So when he's playing that way, he was part of the reason why they were losing. Jalen has to stay out of that area.
Yeah.
Don't give him a reason to have to look at the backup, right? As long as he's doing his part, if other guys aren't doing their job or if it's because of injuries on the offensive line or what have you, then you make the case that Jalen should stay in there. Here's the other thing that the Eagles need to be delicate with. The players want Jalen in there.
Yeah.
So
they like him and they want him to be
exactly.
the guy. Yep.
So you can't disrupt everything if you yank him too soon.
Michael Herbert said this, and he's so right, that a guy like Zach Wilson being the second overall pick,
he gets the benefit of the doubt.
He's looked terrible, but it's also they look at his ceiling. They know that he's not necessarily ready to play well right now.
And they're committed.
Right.
Yeah, like he's the number two pick in the draft.
And Jalen Hurts was the second round draft pick. And that matters.
Yeah.
It does.
Yep.
215-592-9494. By the way, Michael's call was brought to you as by Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand. Enter now by texting picks to 20357. That's picks to 20357. Mike Florio coming up next. Does he view Monday night in Dallas as a must win? What does he think of the Super Wild Card weekend? And is Miami in prime position to make the Deshaun Watson trade? All of that with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.